Okay. All right, picking up the Mishnah, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Yesomim shesamchu eitzel balabais. They have Yesomim that decided to rely on a certain balabais. In other words, nobody appointed this guy to be an apotropos. There was no official designation, but they decided to be Yesomim, says Rashi, lasos al piv, to do whatever he wanted. Bezin didn't appoint them, the father didn't appoint them, but nonetheless they were doing based on him. So we're going to see there's significance to that, as we'll see continuing here in the Mishnah Gemara. Anyway, that's case number one. Osha minalehen avin apotropos, or the father decided to appoint someone as apotropos. In both of those cases, chayev la'aser perosehim. So the apotropos in both of those situations is chayev to take meiser on the peros of the yesomim. Now we have another case. Apotropos sheminu avi yesomim. What happens if the apotropos was appointed by the father of the yesomim? Yeshava. And the halacha is, he has to take a shvua. Okay, we'll see. The Gemara is going to discuss. In other words, later on, I'm going to make sure that there was no funny business going on, so we'll eventually have to swear that he did everything kosher v'yasher. But minu bezdin, lo yeshava. But if bezdin appoints apotropos, then there's no shvua. So now this is already our third type of apotropos. We have three apotropsim here mentioned in the Mishnah. Right? An apotropos that just memela happens, that they just start going to him. Then there's the father, and then there's the bezdin.
I thought we don't call the first one an apotropos.
I don't know.
Really?
Whatever. The point is that it could just be a semantic question. We're not calling it officially apotropos. The point is someone who has, he's acting as an apotropos. Okay? We're going to see actually from the beginning of the Gemara, it sounds like definitely has the din of an apotropos. That's going to be the Gemara's whole kasha with it. Anyway, so according to in this last case, so if the father appointed him, he has to take a shvua. Mashaykin, if the Bezdin appointed him, Abba Shalom, Rechilah Fadom, exact opposite. If the Bezdin appointed him, take the shuva, the father appointed him. If not, we'll see in the Gemara what exactly as Machoikis is about. But it's interesting that in the first case of the Mishnah, for some reason, the Mishnah only discusses two out of the three. And then in the last case, it's also two out of three, but a different two out of the three. Right? In other words, you could ask, in the first case of the Mishnah, why don't we mention the Minu Bezdin when it comes to taking Meisr? Like, why is he left out? And then in the second case of the Mishnah, when we talk about taking the Shvua, what happened to the one that was appointed in Mela? It's just an interesting thing, what happens in the Mishnah, but it's a Bekiyash here, but just pointing out the Hara. Okay, says the Gemara Vaitim. Says the Gemara, V'raminu, we have a Kasha on this Mishnah from a Braisa, Atem, it's a Tosefta actually, see Tosefta and Baba Basra. Okay, V'raminu, Atem V'lo Shutim, we have a Joshua, you. Now this Pasuk is referring to what? You do what?
Truma.
We had this last year, right? In Bavamsi also. So, at what?
We know it's a Tosefta.
Because that's what they tell you on the side.
Tosefta
Bava Basra. Yeah. I'm not trying to look good there. Now you just maybe give away my cover. But okay. Braminu. Atem velo shutfin. Atem velo arisin. Atem velo apotropin. Atem velo atar. Meshein shalom. So we have a drasha when it says you have to take Truma and Chazal Darshan. You, not shutfin. What does it mean, not shutuf? It means if you have a shutuf, you can't take on behalf of the chelek of your shutuf. Atem, it has to be you, similarly, and it can't be arisin, and a sharecropper can't take off from the portion of the owner of the field. And the same thing, atem v'lo apotropin, and the apotropos also can't do it. And then the bryas finishes off, the finishes off, atem v'lo atarim esh'enu shalom. Sometimes I always like to point this out, how could you make more than one drasha from the same word?
It's all the last word. It's all the last thing. It's just examples.
Okay, no, I'm not going to go with that. Unless you're saying...
It's a general category.
Meaning it's one drasha. Like
so always... Okay, maybe that's what you mean, to say like this. There are different types of drasha. There's a drasha which is coming from the mashmos of a word, and there's a drasha which is coming from a yitur lashon. Sometimes we drasha was an extra hey, or an extra word, extra vav. So there, you can only make one drasha. You can't darshan an extra letter. There's nothing about the letter or the word that's mashma a certain way. Just there's an extra letter there, so we make a drasha. Here, the drasha is coming from the mashmos of the word. So whatever that word is mashma, and whatever it excludes, you can darshan. You can darshan 1,000 things. That's what the Gemara is doing, right? The Braisa says, atem means to the exclusion of anything which is not atem. What's not atem? If you're a shutav, an apotropos, or an aris, v'chud. Now the last case of the Braisa is interesting. V'lo atoyim es she'enu shelo. And not if you take truma from somebody, something which is not yours. So what's the kasha? Who asked the kasha, Yosava? Rashi, good. What's the kasha? It's the shver kasha over here. What?
No, why don't you just say the last one and then you're chilling?
No? Actually, the opposite.
Okay.
What's the chiddush of the last one? The last one is obvious. The chidush we've already said. When I have a chelek in it, I share a field with you. You'd have thought maybe I could take from you, right? Or if I'm the oris, okay, I'm working the field, maybe I could take from the balabayas' chelek. If in all those cases already I can't do it, so kol shekei when I'm trying to take off for dahani's field, I have no shaykhs to, of course it's not going to work. So what's the chiddush of the last case? Two pshatim in Rashi. What does Rashi say, Evan? Remember, it's a Gemara Rashi, Taisus, Ritva, Maharsha, Shir. So at least, open, we should know Gemara Rashi. So what does Rashi answer? Two answers. Oh, so answer number two is Lo Zuavzu, which ain't a chanami. We don't need it. It's totally obvious because it's less of a chiddush in the first case. But once in a while, Chazal do Lo Zuavzu. Lo Zuv Ein Tzarech Lomer. Did you say Lo Zuavzu? No, you shouldn't have said it. Zuve ain't Tzarech Lomer Zuv. It's the opposite, right? And sometimes Chazal will say, okay, this, and it goes without saying the last case. That's the second pshat of Rashi. What's the first pshat of Rashi? That the last case is not a case. It's the hesber for all of the previous cases. Why is it you can't take on the apachopas and the aris and the... Why is that? Because it's called, not shalom.
Isn't it shver in the lashon? Because it says atem below. I mean, why wouldn't it just say mikneh or something?
Yeah, I hear that. It could be why Rashi wants a second shot. But either way, it's nice geshmak that he does it. Yeah, here, it's a good aura. But lemaisa, that's the way Rashi is learning pshat in the first
place. Gemara doesn't have the word atem.
Who's Gemara?
Mine.
I don't believe that.
Yeah.
What about in the Rashi? They take it out in the Rashi also?
No, they haven't.
That's awkward now, isn't it? Okay. So, anyways, that's Tam Shver, right? That's Mineu Bey up Kishlon. Okay. Anyway, so Gitzer, what's the Gemara asking? The Gemara is saying we have a Furish, the Bryce is Darshing a Pasuk, that you can't take off other people's stuff. Included in that is not Petropas. You can't take off for the Somim's things. So the Gemara answers, no, it depends on why you're doing it. If he's taking it off so that he can feed the he can feed them right away. In other words, he's going to take off the chum and then give the Yisomim to eat from this food. So then you can do it. If not, if it's just laniach, so then you can't do it. The Gemara brings vahatanya. In this case, vahatanya means binichu. So what does that mean, Doc?
As a proof,
not as a kasha. So says the Gemara. We have a proof from a brisa. Habachopin termin ma'asan hachil v'lo niach lehediyah. That habachopin can be termed and ma'asan as long as la'achla not lehaniach. Okay, now that's really the raya that we need, Yasla. But Yasla pointed out that we have a very long brisa that goes on to just give us different dinim about this point. But the raya we have right away. But the point is, you see, that they can take up chuma if it's la'achla but not la'aniach. Okay, so once we brought the brisa, we're now going to continue on with this brisa. All these things also, you can sell all these different things. What's the problem with that? How are you being meichel them from the money you get from the sale? So Rashi points out that the word lahachil does not necessarily mean to eat, right? It means to provide for them, that they can use it right away. Anything which you're using up is lashon lahachil. And therefore,
why wouldn't you think it was selling them to make money to buy food?
To make, it doesn't have to be that. Why? It's the whole thing is only for money for food. They're selling all these things just for food.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, the Pasha to the Gemara. L'hachal means to use the most. Okay, anyway, that's what Rashi learns. Avalola niach not to lead them over. Umorchal hen peres yonos shom siltos l'hachil avalola niach. The same thing is true by all these things. You can sell these different peros and wines and oil and flour in order to use it again right away, but not l'niach. Vos and then l'luvar rova v'sukov v'tzitzis. So you're allowed to also, provide for them. In other words, use the money to make for them a lulav, arava, sukkah, v'tzitzis. Now it's interesting. Why would you mention lulav and arava, bedafka, and leave out hadasim and esrog? So you could say that the lulav means, like we make alatilas lulav, means everything, right? But then it's sure, why arava? But like Doc is saying, if you take off the girsa of arava, which is what the tzunim do over here, so then it's geshmak. So lulav means all dalid, right? It means everything that's there. And we mentioned lulav, we don't have arava. Okay, sukkah and tzitzis, the same thing is true. Behold, avyesheshul kitzva, anything which has a kitzva, la suye shofar. So what's the common include shofar? Like, what's special about the shofar? Why would shofar be different than the lulav and the arava and the handas? What's the chiluk? So it's not, I saw a nice pshat, went into the Marim Shif. one of the Achorim speak out here that the shofar, the pshat is because the shofar, you don't need that object bechlal. You just need to hear it. Very good. The lulav, you need to take the lulav. So avada, you can use it for that. The shofar, mechitesi, buy them a shofar. Let them go to shul and hear the shofar like everyone else. They need to buy their own shofar. Okay, that's a nice question. But l'chayra, that's not so pashut. In other words, that you have to ask the asterisk, you have to get. Yeah, if somebody gives you rishus, then you could do it. But the normal thing is, you need to make your own sukkah.
I don't know what
this is. Otherwise, practically, it might be hard for you to do it. But shofar, though everybody's yotzei shofar by hearing it. Most people are not having their own shofar. Okay, but let's say for Torah, Tefillah, Mezuzah, V'chol Davishesh, Kitzvah, Lasui, what? Megillah. Okay, you could also buy for them, say for Torah, Tefillah, Mezuzah, all these things which have a kitzvah again, which is including Megillah.
Okay.
Yeah, why is Megillah? You might say the same thing over there. I'm not sure that's going to work with Sefer Torah, though.
Yeah.
Sefer Torah, Lav Dafka, you need to have your own Sefer Torah. Maybe they didn't say Sefer Torah because of the mitzvah of having a Sefer Torah. You have to write it. Yeah. Which would be interesting, though, because then is that, are you, is the whole Shaila, it's Rishon really, but the Shaila and the Poskim, are you Yotze the Ksiva Sefer Torah by buying one? If you buy one that's already made, are you yotze the mitzvah? So here would sound like if you learn that it's a din in Sefer Torah to the mitzvah of having Sefer Torah, so it would be a right that buying it is enough. Okay, anyway, Nanar Sugyo, says the Gemara Vayter, the Ein Paiskin Aleihem, Tztaka, you're not allowed to be Paiskin, you can't use their money to pay for Tztaka funds. Vein Paiskin Aleihem as a Shuyim, or if you do Pidin Shuyim, Velo Kodav Shein Lo Kitzvah, or anything which has no Kitzvah. Unfortunately, what's the Pshat? Says Rashi, Tztaka ain't no kitzvah, because at all times there are going to be aniyim, they're around, always wanting money. Right? So unfortunately, that's the matzav. Even though the pasuk says, Efes kiloye b'chayavion, right? And the Chazal do darshan, that there could be a time, if we're doing the right thing, there won't be aniyim. But I guess Rashi's going in the minhag olam that's always been, that has been aniyim. And okay, that's the metzias, I guess. I guess in the metzias that existed, there are aniyim, so they're always around to ask for money. Okay? So that's including, so Pidyon Shvum is going to be part of that as well. Below called Davashelikus, as well as anything else which doesn't have a kitzvah, Lasuye Tanchumi Avelim, to include Tanchumi Avelim. Now that also, now we understand here, like what's the Chiddush of Tanchumi Avelim? Because, you could ask, Tanchumi Avelim doesn't have a kitzvah, how much money do you have to support, you know, do you have to provide for the Tanchumi Avelim? Aniyim always need more money, like how much is that? So, I think, so this brought that also, the Tanchumi Avelim, the Pshat, their minig was to give a lot of food. They would always, like, whenever there was a Avelim, they would shtel a lot of food for the nice Suda to have to eat with the Avelim. So Mela would be like a bottomless pit with that also. Okay, Vein HaPachav HaShoyin Lodun. Okay, again, we're going through this whole Brisa, which is brought in Derech Agav now. We already brought it right, we're just going through the whole Brisa. Vein HaPachav HaShoyin Lodun Lachov L'Schus B'Nichse Yesoimim. So the Gemara says that we don't allow that Petrapa to go to a Din Torah for the Yisoimim, whether it's Lachov, which Pashapshat means to cause a Chov to the Yisoimim, they're going to have to pay something, or Lischus, which would be to be meritorious, thank you, Lazakos, right, to give them the Nichse Yisoimim. So the Shaila is, what's wrong with that? So it says the Gemara, Lazakos, Amaylo, what's wrong with going to Din Torah to win for them? So the Gemara says, so it means the pshat is to be cause a chov for them when your intention was lizchus, lizakos to them. So what does that mean? Rashi learns what that means is that your goal was to go lizchus and then it turned out bad. So it comes out of Rashi, it's like there's no risk. You could go to a Din Torah, if you win, good. If you don't win, so then it goes back. Which sounds almost like really unfair. The other Rishonim that the Ritva, okay, and the Rabbin also goes like this, and some Achronim bring it down, which I think is also better in the words, is that no, there's two different things. Lachov Amenas Lischus means like this. There's two different ways. You could go to the term where you're the one that's trying to go, you're on the offensive, trying to get money from someone else. The other one is when you're on the defensive. When there's a Dintor against the Yisrael. So the Gemara is saying, to go on the offensive to try to get money from someone else, that you could do. But if it's lachov, amanas lazakos, but if the pshat is, someone's coming against the Yisoyimim, they're trying to defend the Yisoyimim, then you can't do it, b'chlal. So it comes out of big nafkamina, halacha. According to Rashi, you can do whatever you want. If you win, great. If you don't win, so then we'll overturn it. According to the other Rishonim, it will come out that you're not allowed to engage in a Din Torah when you are the defendant, when the Yisoyimim are on the defensive. Yeah.
They're not learning that Lazarus is in the case that it's always the cases against the Yisomim. Sorry, in that case, it's the cases against the Yisomim.
Yes.
But the Abitrubah says, I'll do it.
I'm going to. Right, that is. You're not allowed to do that.
Right.
No, not on me. He never says that on me. Come on. How nice of a guy to think
he is.
Amanas Lazarus, I'm trying to win. I'm trying to win for this.
He's trying to win. What would be the Kiddush here?
So that's the point, that they're coming against me, but I'm not going to go pay up. I'm going to try to fight that. I'm going to win the Din Torah. That you can't do.
Oh, the first one is not to fight.
The first one is I'm going against them. I'm going to try to get money out of someone else.
Lechova and Lazarus. Lechova, in this case, would be what? They're coming against me, I'm just going to give in. Oh, sir. And then Lazarus was, they're going to come against me, I'm going to try to win.
Right.
But still, oh, sir.
That's still us, okay. Right. Okay, says the Gemara, "Vayis avaytav en apetropin rashoy limkor birachok b'gog b'karov." The apetropin are not allowed to sell when something is far away, and then to redeem it when it's karov, right? Which would mean what? And basically, let's say they have a field which is really far away. It's annoying. They're like, we'll sell the field from far away, and we'll buy another field that's close by, which would sound like a good thing to do. In a similar vein, birav legal b'yafa. They're not allowed to sell a bad field and buy a good one in place of it. Why not? My time at the Dilma Mishtatvin, because we're afraid that maybe the field will get ruined. Right? A wind will come and ruin the field. So even though ostensibly it looks like it's a better deal, but if you leave, like Evan was saying before, if you don't touch it, okay, so you didn't get involved. If you get involved and then it ends up being bad because whatever reason the field you bought, even though you thought it'd be better because it's closer, it's a better field objectively, but then something goes wrong with it. So then it's going to be that you're going to turn out that you caused them a loss. So don't do that. So that's the chiddush, even though it looks like you're doing something good. In a similar vein, also the apetropin, they can't sell sadeh to buy avadim, because that's clear that objectively we'll see. Poshup shot is that avadim are more risky than the sadeh. Sadeh is karka, it's going to stay, it'll be good. Avadim, right? They're not going to. Who knows? They're going to hurt. They're going to get old. So the other way around is fine. If you have an Eved, you're just going up. Here you're not going to. Here you have nothing really to lose. So that's the Tanakama. What?
In a trade, Dafka?
Not in a trade. You're going to sell it, and I don't know if it has to be a trade. Rishon Gamliel Oimer, Af Lo Limkor Avad Milkach Sados. Rishon Gamliel says no. Even the other way around, which seems to be a better deal. But I'm getting rid of the Avad, and I'm getting something which is more solid, which is going to last longer. It's still a problem. My time of Dilma Lo Meshafion, because maybe there won't be tranquility on the field. In other words, maybe there's going to be other people that start up. They're going to make a macha, they can make an error and say that you don't really own the field. You're going to lose the field. As of now, they have the avodim. So they have avodim, so stick with that. Objectively, it sounds like sadas would be better. Yeah, if you make a good deal and it's quiet. But if people start up and you can theoretically lose the field, it's not going to be good. So Stam and Gishmakar also, why did the Gemara have to change the pshat to Meshafim? We just said a few lines before, said Dilma Mishtadfin. The field might get ruined, right? Something like a wind will come and ruin the field. So why here do you have to switch it to Meshafion? And besides that, why do the Chachamim only say their Pshat in the first case, not in the second case? Right? Here, only Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying you can't sell an Eved to get the field. But we just said two lines ago that everybody agrees you can't sell one field to get another one because we're afraid of Mishtadfin. So avivaita, we care about mishtatzin. So say it over here, and the Rabbanim should also say it. So it's a twofold question.
Yeah, but that was when you were selling field to field.
Yeah, no.
As here lost. It's
yeah, good.
Field, which we're saying inherently is better.
Beautiful. So mizchavet to the achronim, I think is what you're saying. It sounds like this: when you're coming one field to another field, so then we have the tzad of mishtatzin, right? Because the only thing that could possibly be worse about the new field, even if it's a better field, it's closer, is it because of Mishtatvin. When it comes to Avadim, you can't say, well, you know what, I'm not going to sell the Eved because maybe the field will be Mishtatvin. Because the Tzad that could go wrong in the Avadim is much worse. Avadim, a million things can go wrong with the Avadim. If you get hurt, they get old. Avadim, Be'etzim, are much less secure. So the tide of Mishtatvin is not going to outweigh the fact that it's a much better deal. When it comes when they're both sadis, so then we could say mishtatfin. But over here, the sadis is inherently better. So that's why the Rabbanon don't say it over here. And that's why you don't have the tide mishtatfin. Rav Shimon Gamliel has a new tide. He says, no, listen, Lamaisa, there is a risk by a field, which is they may not be able to hold on to the field. To say that the field's going to get ruined, b'mishtadfin, avadim are going to get much more ruined than a field. The risks are much higher over there. But if you want to say, so that you can't tie it. But what you could say is, listen, right now you have the evid. For sure you have the evid. Nobody's being ma'ar on the evid. If you buy the field, even though the field is objectively better, and that's why the rabbanon don't agree, but says Rashi Gamliel, even though it's objectively better, that's only avivayt that you have the field. If there's going to be ma'ar on the field, it's not going to work out. So that's why it's a new machlok. Says the Gemara Vayter, the Braisa. Ve'en apachapin neshayin lahotzi avadim lecheres. The apachapin are not allowed to be meshachre the avadim. Avol moichros on lecher, macher motzinos on lecherus. But they can sell to someone else, and those other people will be motzin lecherus. Rabbi Oimer, Oimer Ani, Rabbi says, I hold, afu nosin to be atzmo, v'yotzu mipnei shuke moicholo. Rabbi says, no. I've invited you're allowed to sell, so sell to him, right? In Lamdus, what's going on? You're Meshach or the Evid. If he's willing to pay for it, the pshat is you're selling him to himself. So just like you could sell it to somebody else, you could sell it to himself, you could sell the Evid to himself, and let him pay. That's it. That's not called a Shikr, that's called a Mecher. And this, we had this thing of Rebbe quoted earlier, where? On Lamed Chesam and Beis, Lamed Chesam and Beis. The Maisa, we had the same Ha'ara, I think we pointed out over there, so we pointed out over here also. It's very Shreya, Poshab Shah and the Gemara. It's a big issue, and I got too involved yesterday, so I'm just going to say the Ha'ara, which is that, what's the difference between the Shichr and the Mecher? In other words, like this. He can't be Meshachr. Right? He doesn't have enough Koyach. Why can't it be Meshachr? Rashi says, because he doesn't fully own. Ein gufan konil hen l'shachr, says Rashi. The Apachabas doesn't own the guf of the Evid. He can't be Meshachr. Okay, so he could sell it. Even if you're going to say that there's some level of sale that could happen, how can the next guy be Meshachr? I only sell to you whatever schus I have. So how can it be that I can't be mishachar the Evid, but I'll sell the Evid to you and you'll be mishachar the Evid? How does that work?
How could you even sell it?
That's another question. I'm just saying, let's say you could say that there's a level of sale you can have. The sale could be, like we saw earlier.
Sale.
Yeah, I'll sell it to the payros, or I'll sell it to you whatever koyach I have in it. We've had those concepts before, right? So I'm selling, not a full sale, I'm selling it for whatever koyach I have. Very nice, but that doesn't get the mishachar. Okay, that's not my problem, the Gemara. We're moving on. Yeah, good. But tzarech l'chashev. Oh, I wanted to ask Yossel how to read that word. Yossel, how to read that word? Nice. But tzarech l'chashev. L'chashev is to calculate, not to think. Okay, you do need to think in order to calculate, but it doesn't mean that you have to be make a cheshbon. The apotropos has to make a cheshbon imoyim b'achrono together with the yosom. In other words, he needs, as Evan said, to bring in all his receipts at the end of the day when they grow up. He says, okay, I've been in apotropos for the last 8 years. Here's all the receipts, and this is what happened. Shimon Gamliel Omer, Eino Tzarech. Shimon says, no, there's no necessity to do that. We don't make him, we don't start up an apotropos, we just let it go. Okay, the end of the Raya says, Enosin apotropin nashim avadim uktan. We don't appoint nashim avadim come to be apotropos. Why is that? What's wrong with nashim, Yasala, now that you're getting one? Ain't dark and latte is for love litra, right? Yasala, the women's job is not to be going out and being tereach. You take care of your wife, make sure everything is set. She don't have her running around the streets trying to make money. Unless you want to be a koil guy, we'll talk about that later. Avadim, now what's wrong with Avadim? They're not believed. And Kitanim are not bneidas. So that's why we don't do it. But if the father already appointed them, so we're not going to mix in. The father did what he did. And that's it. Says the Gemara Vayter. Okay, that's the end of our brayso, which again, just bring us back. So the point of this whole brayso was just to show that the apotropos can only get involved and start taking truma, and thereby, as we saw in the brayso, doing all other types of sales and deals with the money of the yesomim, if he's using it for immediate use. Then we allow him to do it, but if it's not for immediate use, then he's not allowed to do these things. Ahu apotropos, davu b'shavusa de Rabbi Meir. There's a certain apotropos who was living in the neighborhood of Rabbi Meir. Davakamazmin Arasa Ve Za Vin, but if you go with the Gerus on the side, it's Zavan. Why is that important? Because usually in Shas, sometimes for some reason, the Gemara does the opposite, I guess just to confuse us, to make life exciting. But I asked once Rabbi Kogak about this, but it's Lamaisa, Zavin usually in Shas means to sell, and Zavan means to buy. Okay, and that's Pashas why the Girsa on the side over here, the Gilyon, switches it to Zovan. Because what are they doing? This guy's minig was, he would sell land, and he would buy avadim. That was his minig, which was totally against the halacha. You're not allowed to do that. So this was his, he was the apotropos. That's the way he liked, that's the way he managed his business. So when Rav Meir was Rav Meir's neighbor, right? So he would, again, he would be, let's just see, okay, have a kamaz bin arasa v'zovan avdi. He would sell land and buy avad. V'lo shafi, Rav Meir. Rav Meir did not leave him alone. He did not allow him to do this, because that's not the right thing to do. Okay, guys, you see something wrong happening, don't just stand by and watch
say
it.
Something.
Say something, do something, get involved.
All three, one more.
Okay? So Lo Shafik Rav Meir. So now, Achfule V'chalme, they showed Rabbi Meir. The guys were bothering me, what's the they? They means in Shemaim. The ones in Shemaim. They showed him in a dream, Ani, or could be because grammatically we started with they, so they switch it over here, decide to also they. They say, Anan, we over here in Shemaim, Laharos, we're trying to destroy. We're trying to mess it up for these Yisomim. We're happy to have this Abitrabos doing the wrong thing because they're going to lose their money. For whatever reason, in Shemaim, they wanted them to lose the money. Either because they weren't good kids or the father did something wrong with the money. They were destined to lose their money. Va'ato livnos, we're coming to destroy and you're messing it up. You're building. You're maintaining the money by the Yisomim. Nonetheless, Rav Meir ignored what he saw in the dream. Amar, and he said, the words of dreams don't go up, don't go down. In other words, they have no effect, they have no significance. We don't take it seriously, and that's it. I was a little bit bothered. I didn't see anyone ask this. I was a little bothered. Why don't we just say lo b'shamayim? In other words, the halacha is nishtazoy. Very nice what you want to do in Shemaim. So do what you want to do. What does that have to do with Rav Meir? It's a little bit much from the Gemara that if Rabbi Meir would have taken the dream seriously, then he would have listened. Then he knew for sure. But let's say it was a nevuah or something. Let's say it was a ruach hakodesh. So let's say he knew for sure that was going on in Shemaim. So then he would have gone against the halacha. The halacha is that you can't do it. What does that have to do? Very nice that Shemaim want to do something. So go do it. So figure it out another way. Hashem has other malachim. He'll figure it out. It's not my problem.
Shemaim trumps whatever.
Why should Shemaim trump?
Who says he needs to stop?
Dalocha is not like that. Dalocha is
and he has to stop it.
He's the rav of the shtot.
He has to stop it.
He's the rav of the shtot. He has to get him.
The whole last paragraph of brachos is about dreams. It's like a different thing. It's like in this world, it's like not really DNA Shemaim. It's DNA, I don't know.
Gemara says there that it's not dinei shemaim.
No, it's like you have to see the pasuk to get it. It's like it's something like to do.
Gemara there says that kol alkolech achara. Pitarim.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's effect on the
Shemaim. Nice. That might be a mitzvah. It doesn't change the halacha.
Rabbi Meir wanted that.
You guys are too chassidish. Guys, there's a halacha. There's a halacha in the world. Okay, I have to finish. Anyway, Anu Beitre, there were two people. I didn't say anyone asked me. That the Satan was starting up at them. The Chol Beishimshi, every Erev Shabbos, Rashi points out, Beishimshi literally means twilight, right? Beinish Moshos, but Rashi means Erev Shabbos. They would fight with each other. Rameir was there three times in a row, three Erev Shabbos in a row, and he was ma'akeh, he stopped the Satan from getting involved, he stopped him from fighting. Ad avalu sham, until they made peace. So Shameh, the Ka'amar, he heard then that the Satan was saying, Vai, oy vei, the Afgir Meir Lahu government basis. The Rameir kicked this guy, meaning himself, the Satan was saying about himself, the Rameir, oy vei, that he kicked him out of his house. So brought down Gishmag for Chaim Shulav has brought a right from this Gemara that where is the house of the Satan is in Machlokes. That's where he lives. That's his place. So Memela, how do you get rid of him? When you have Shalom, you get rid of him. Why do you want to come on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos? Because we know that Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbos is all about peace, right? Shalom Bayis has an Erev Shabbos. So Memela, that is Makom for peace. Shabbos, which is the place which ruins it for the Satan, because that's all about Shalom. So he wanted to make sure that wouldn't happen. So Erev Shabbos, right before the time of Shalom, he tried to get involved and stop it. And the Mela, the Meir was able to be afkiv. The Ein L'Shem Ein Shem and the Ben Yol Yado. Interesting. Why it had to be 3 weeks? Three weeks. I'll pick a matria. But okay. How apetropes? The Bishop was the Bishop of Levi. The Bishop was living in the sand. The Bishop of Levi. The Avakom Asmin Arav is of in Turei. He would sell land and. Okay, now I'm getting messed up with the diktuk. Unless they say over there, I would like it to be zovan here. Sorry,
I would means both. Relibus like zovan means selling.
I know it usually means, but it's usually it really means sell. Mazvin and then zovan is buy, but sometimes like you see here the Gemara sometimes is not consistent about. It. But anyway, kamazvin arav zovin ture. Pashup shot. He sold land and bought oxen. V'lo amri levi lo midi. And Rishu ben Levi didn't stop this guy. Why sell it to Rabbi Yosef? Like Rabbi Yosef at the time. Rabbi Yosef said, "Miyomai lo karisa the ishti ulishayri shayri." I never called my wife, and my shore. The ishti basically called my wife the house, my house ulishayri sader. Why? Because as Rashi says, the ikar of the house was run based on the woman, so that he referred to it because she was the ikar abayis. And in a similar vein, the ikar of the sader was the shore. So he didn't call. He didn't call the shore. He called the shore the sada, because ikar the sada is the shore. So I called the shore the sada. So you see that the shore itself is more chashiv than the actual field. That was his shita.
Why would he have needed to protest?
Same idea.
What's wrong with buying and selling a field?
No, you're not allowed to. Like we said before, you can't sell a field to buy other things. We didn't exactly talk about shore, but that's pashut. You can't sell a field to buy things which are less stable.
Where did we say that?
We didn't say exactly the shore, but we saw it by Avodim, and it's the same idea. You can't sell a field to get more movable things which are more transient and less stable. Hanu Yasmi. Tavasmichi Gabe Hu Safta. There's a certain Yasmin that we're relying on a certain Safta, an old woman. Havalahu Torta. So they had a shore. Shaklav is a vinta. She took it and she sold it, Nialayu, for them. Also, Kravim, the Kamath Nachon, the Kravim of the Yosavim came to Nachon to complain. Amalei, Mayavirito. The Zabnum, Hechetes, that she could sell this. He says to them, sorry guys, Yisom Shisom Chesa Balabayis Tanan. Like we were talking at the beginning of the Mishnah, there is a significance, halachic significance, to the Yisomim that accept upon themselves a certain person, even though he wasn't appointed. So in this case, they relied on this woman. So they asked him, so the Krovim said, what do you mean? V'ha'aykar b'shusta d'lokeach. V'ha'aykar. But it went up in value. In other words, after she sold it, she sells this shore. Right? Then it went up in value. So he says, very nice, the Bishus of Lokech Eiker. It truly went up in value after she sold it. She sold it to the Lokech. Lokech has it, then it went up in value.
What's even their claim?
What?
Vaha Eiker, what is that?
Well, you'll see in a second. Vaha lo nakiti dami. She says to them, so then the Krevim said back to Nachman, what do you mean? But lo nakiti dami, they didn't take the money yet. So even though the Lokech was already did a Meshicha, but he didn't pay for it yet. Oh, he said that in Cain, Hainadur of Chaniloi bar Idi, Amr Shmuel, Amr Chanel bar Idi, Amr Shmuel, Nichse Yosoimim Hare and Kehektish. He said, if that's the case, then you guys are right. The Kovim are right that we have to undo the sale because we treat the Nechasim of Yosoimim like the din of Hektish. By Hektish, Hektish has a different din than the Hedyot. A Hedyot, when he buys or sells Metaltalim, it's all based on the Meshicha. As soon as the Meshicha is done, the Kinyan is done, that's the end of the deal. And the money is not what seals the deal. But when it comes to Hektish, it's all about the money. So in this case, since the Yisomim were selling it, but there was no money that was handed over, halachically, it's not called sold yet. And therefore, whatever appreciation of the Nechasim happens, it's still happening in the Rishus of the Yisomim. And therefore, you're going to demand it back from the Yisomim, from the Lokech, either demand it back or they're going to have to pay more money. Chamre deravna ukva yasma. You had the chamre. What's chamre, Evan?
No wine.
Very good. You have to know when Chazal. Sometimes it can be wine. Sometimes it can be chamre. Sometimes machlokes in the first what it means. In this case, pashas it means wine, as we'll see in a second. So the chamre, the Ravna Ukva yasm. Ravna Ukva was a yasm, and his wine mashkua the lekuchos did a meshich on it. At what price? Ba'arba for 4 shekel per gallon. Right? Okay, so now they bought it at a price, that's why you see we're talking about wine. So they bought it for 4, whatever it was, 4 dinar, whatever the case was, 4, Rashi says, arbo ha-chavis. Each chavis was going to go for 4. Va'aykir, they come a shita, and then it went up to 6. So also come to Nachman, Amalu, Ha'inu, Rav Chanel, Bar-Ida, Mishmul, since again, in this case, the Meshicha was done, but not the payment, so therefore, it still remains in the Rishos of the Mocher, in this case being the Yisoimim, because of the fact that we patterned it after Hektish, and since that's true, whatever appreciation happened, it's still in the Rishos of the Yisoimim, and they can take now the higher price. Okay, we'll stop over here. We're a little bit of a bigger day on Sunday. It was a long Amud, so Mr. Shem will be okay. We'll get on to the Mishnah with the Shem on Sunday. Stop and start.